Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.646 now, 14 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Starting Monday, WWL is going to have a new text number, but great news, it's the one you already know. We heard a lot about people not liking the two different numbers where it was, well, you call one, you text one, so now they're both one in the same. 504-260-1870. That's what you use to call and to text in. 504-260-1870. If it's not saved in your phone, you can do it right now. It's one number to reach WWL by phone and text. 504-260-1870. That starts Monday. We're making it easier than ever for you to connect to the people you trust, the station you love, and that's us, WWL. As a regular Louisiana legislative session nears an end, where do things stand with bills affecting the oil and gas industry? I would think one of the bigger ones would be the SB 359, I guess there's a House companion, about parishes being able to sue oil companies for damages that doesn't have to come from the state. Greg Upton joins us, assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well.
Thanks for taking the time with us. A little bit of background. For those that can remember, back in the 80s, during the oil boom, this was a completely and totally different place. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so to really think about our current crisis and sort of where we've gone, when you look historically in the rearview mirror, the 80s, of course, was a huge bust. At that time period, more than 45% of the state's revenues actually came from oil and gas extraction directly. And so now we're sort of in that 5-6% range. So the magnitudes are different, but that was just a very, very different time.
And people that don't remember, man, they were building golf courses, building houses. It was just, it was a boom town, I guess, what it was. Is 5-6%, is oil and gas still our bread and butter? Or what would you say economically is, in terms of jobs, taxes, et cetera, our economic bread and butter now?
Yeah, sure. So I think that Louisiana really still is very much an oil and gas state, but the composition of that has really changed over the last decade pretty significantly. And so to put that into context, if you think about pre-2014, oil prices were trading at a little over $100 a barrel, and of course they would move up and down. And Louisiana actually employed about 50,000 people in what we call the upstream oil and gas sector. And so that includes the exploration and production of hydrocarbons, not all of the sort of refining and chemicals and pipelines, which is another piece of the sector. And in late 2014, the price started to slide. It slid through 2015 and into 2016 and bottomed out at around $30 a barrel. And over that time period, Louisiana actually lost about 20,000 of those 50,000 jobs. To put that into perspective, that put the Louisiana economy into a recession while the rest of the U.S. economy was still expanding. But interestingly, at the same time period, because oil and natural gas prices were very low and we were really exporting these energy products for the first time in a long time at the quantities that we were, we had billions of dollars of expansions in terms of refining, chemical manufacturing, and the export of natural gas in the form of liquefied natural gas. And so the really boom that was going on in southern Louisiana was in that downstream part of the sector, more so than the upstream. I mean, if you look today, we actually employ more people in that refining, chemicals, and energy export part of the sector than we do in the upstream. And so, you know, people ask me all the time, is the oil and gas industry still the driver of Louisiana's economy? And I really think it is. I really do think it's the, a big driver. But the composition today is fundamentally different than it was even a decade ago.
So it shifted from producing oil and gas?
That's correct, to processing it, creating chemicals, creating fuels, and in the form of LNG, they take natural gas, and then they liquefy it. They get to negative 260 degrees Fahrenheit, and it liquefies it, makes it very, very dense, and then they'll put it on a ship and ship it all over the world. And when it arrives in its destination, they'll regasify that natural gas and use it for electricity production or whatever it is. And so we're really in that processing and trade part of the business. It's really interesting. You know, we've talked about all the trade war this last year. I think it's gotten overshadowed by this COVID crisis. But Louisiana is actually a net exporter to the world. And a net exporter to China. And the reason for that is these energy products.
Let's take a break here, pick it up, and we come back with our guest, Greg Upton, Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. Greg, let's talk about that SB 359, about the so-called legacy lawsuits, and it all comes down to this. Did oil companies violate, to me, and you can answer when we come back, did oil companies violate their permits, and is there damage for which they should be held responsible that they need to fix? And secondly, is it, I guess, more likely to happen them to fix it if the state pursues it or if the parishes pursue it? And finally, Sharon Hewitt, who was one of the sponsors of SB 359 from the North Shore, said that this will have a chilling effect on oil and gas in Louisiana. Others have said, you know what, the oil and gas is here. If it's convenient, feasible for them to come get it, they're going to come get it regardless of whoever sues to have or whatever judgment is rendered against parishes, against oil companies for violating their permits if they did. 6:52, quickly to traffic here on WWL. 6:56, 4 before 7, Tommy Tucker talking about oil and gas in Louisiana with Greg Upton, Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. Greg, before the break, and I'll quickly run them down again, I asked you about the legacy lawsuits. Would the fact that parishes are continued to be allowed to sue oil companies for the damage that the oil companies did in their parish, were these damages outside of what was permitted? So do they have a responsibility and a liability in terms of fixing them? And will it have a, quote, chilling effect, as Sharon Hewitt said from the North Shore about SB 359, if it's not passed, if parishes are allowed to sue? Or is it, as somebody else said, well, the oil and gas is there. If it's profitable for them to take it, they're going to come get it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so Senate Bill 359 really has two components in my mind to think about. And the first is the legal component, which is just from a legal standpoint, who is the appropriate person, if you will, to take up these suits? Is it the state or is it the individual parishes? And SB 359 very well defines that it's not that these companies are immune to being sued for environmental damages that they might have done, but that the proper jurisdiction of that is the state. And you can think about efficiencies with that you don't have to go deal with multiple parishes. There's one court system. And for that, I'll sort of let the legal scholars opine on it. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the economic effect, so every summer I make about 100 phone calls to people across the industry to talk about our Gulf Coast energy outlook, and we put together some forecasts. And one of the things I consistently ask people is, what are the opportunities that you see out there, and then what are the challenges? And in South Louisiana, from oil producers, I consistently hear pretty much every time that these lawsuits are really having a negative effect. And the reason for that is really through the channel of bringing in outside capital. And so if you have an investor that's going to come in and bring in outside capital in order to drill a new well, that can make it really difficult if they think that there's going to be some risk of being sued in the future. Sort of the flip side to that, which you alluded to, is, look, people are going to extract where it's economic. And I think that that's absolutely true, too, in the case where you have, you know, this big shale play or some big discovery. For that, I don't think that the lawsuits would really preclude that from occurring, but really sort of hit that small producer in South Louisiana, I think, is where you have the largest effect.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate your time. Greg Upton, Associate Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, coming back. Talk.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.